Timor's soil's degrading quite considerably, and the knowledge of organic farming is really quite low. So permaculture gives them a really easy, simple way of improving their land and plant fertility, empowering people to take control over the food system, independently sell their coffee rather than going through big businesses. Governments started using the guidebook that they produced and they're giving it to all their farmer trainers that work for the government. These books are sent across the country and they're upskilling trainers. They've just started introducing permaculture into the education system as a way of teaching about culture and farming. It's actually going into their national education curriculum, which is a step above Australia.
Why do you think it's so suited to East Timor?
I think it's really empowering for the people over there and they see that it's a really achievable way to take control. East Timor's lost control in the past from Portuguese management and Indonesia's control, and so now as a country that's really young, they're raising up and finding permaculture a really good system to design strong communities and strong land practices.
Have you seen any communities working with permaculture in East Timor?
There's a man called Ego Lemos, who's a really great singer, songwriter and permaculturalist who's in East Timor. And he works with farmers all around Dili and in mountains of East Timor and along the coast. They've got demonstration sites, and him and his team have got their hands in really beautiful, productive veggie gardens.
And so one thing about permaculture is that it's quite low input. Is that another reason why it's useful for poorer communities and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. The farmers in East Timor really struggle financially and they get many pressures put on them to buy commercial fertilisers. And so permaculture and organic farming just gives them that a way for them to be able to afford to do it themselves in a way that's better for them and the land.
Can you just complete the circle for me with the NGO in East Timor and where it sources the coffee from and where it's sold, just to put it in context?
So Permatil in East Timor have worked with farmers in the coffee country of East Timor. They've been teaching those communities on how to look after their water systems to irrigate the farms where they grow coffee and how to keep it organic. We ended up, one of the farms have set up an independent organisation selling their own beans directly to people in Australia to help the farmers over there and to fund a new book about permaculture.
What is this book that's been funded by this NGO?
Permatil produced a guidebook from Timor-Leste. It's a 500-page book that has 2,000 detailed illustrations that visually take illiterate people through the skills and the knowledge of permaculture. It's been used by Oxfam and the Timorese government to train people, but it's also been taken out of Timor and it's been used in 6 different countries around the world as a tool, because that's lacking for illiterate people in the tropics.
So there's plans to expand this to other countries and provide a more sort of easily accessible book for people in developing countries all around the world, isn't there?
David Holmgren, one of the co-founders of permaculture here from Tassie, said that it's really important to replicate and refine good things that work in permaculture, so to improve. So we've decided to reproduce this book and refine it to make it appropriate not just for Timor but for tropical world. And so people in Fiji or Vanuatu or different parts of Africa can have really relevant visual information.
It's quite a popular book as well. How many times has some of the chapters been downloaded?
Some of the chapters on record have been downloaded 200,000 times. We have a database of that online. So, yeah, it's quite exciting to see how many people will actually reach the new book when it comes out.